Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. So back in, I believe it was October of 2000, there was Folsom General Hospital. That was built in 1974, and that closed down. And on a cold, windy day, they transferred the patients from Folsom General to the new hospital that was built, which is Upper Chesapeake Medical Center. And at that time, the president and chief executive officer of Upper Chesapeake Health, Lyle Sheldon, had mentioned how the county has grown over the last 20 years and we desperately needed this hospital. And Lyle has recently retired, and there is a new president and CEO of Upper Chesapeake Health. And on this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I had the pleasure to sit down with Elizabeth Wise. She is the new president and CEO of Upper Chesapeake Health. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
We're sitting here today with the new CEO of Upper Chesapeake Hospital, Elizabeth Wise, and we're going to learn today. We're not really going to delve into the hospital. We want to learn about Elizabeth because, well, I mean, God, your predecessor was there for how long?
I think 30 years or close to 30.
Yeah, I was going to say since day one, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Well. So, you know, when I walk around, people tell me you're the new Lyle. And I said, well, I know
why. Do you like the bike a lot?
Do I what? No, I do not.
Don't worry about that.
And then other people tell me I have big shoes to fill. And I said, they're just different shoes.
Exactly.
And they have a heel on them.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your background first. Yeah, how long you've been in this field and what were you doing before? And, you know, we'll just go from there.
Sure. So I won't tell you how long I've been in healthcare because you'll be able to figure out how old I am. Needless to say, I've have some tenure. I have been at different hospitals in New Jersey, Delaware. I've been in Washington, D.C. at our competitor, MedStar. And more recently, I came from a health network in Pennsylvania called Lehigh Valley Health Network, where I was the president of the North Region, which includes the Pocono areas and the Scranton market.
Oh, nice. Nice. Now, are you from Jersey originally?
You can't tell from my accent. I'm a Jersey girl. I'm originally from New Jersey.
What part of Jersey?
I'm going to say exit 8A off the turnpike. So that in New Jersey, the joke is, what exit do you live off of the New Jersey Turnpike? So Middlesex County, the middle part of the state.
Yeah, that's before Freehold, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can never remember what the Freehold exit was because I was stationed up there for a while and I knew when I was getting close to Freehold because it smelled like coffee.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
It woke you up. No, I love Jersey. I keep saying I want to get back up towards like Toms River and all that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because that's about where I was stationed at. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So one of these days I will. So what actually drew you into the career of healthcare?
You know, people, I've been asked that question several times, and the short answer is I don't know. I knew at the age of 4 that I wanted to be a nurse. I told my mother that. And very interestingly, no one in my family is in the healthcare career.
Really?
Right. So, wow. And I didn't have anything in my childhood where I was exposed to hospitals or, you know, obviously my pediatrician and family practice provider whose wife was a nurse. So maybe right. That's where it originated from, but always knew at a young age I wanted to be in healthcare. I worked as a candy striper. Before I started, if you remember.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And was very fortunate to work in, they asked me to work on the geriatric floor and just really fell in love with the care of older adults. And once I graduated from nursing school, started in cardiac care, open heart surgery, transplant. And then just had a, you know, wanted to get into leadership.
Right.
And, you know, had a very traditional career in terms of assistant director, director, assistant vice president, vice president. And then I became in where I worked at previously, the chief operating officer. And then when the president left, I was promoted to president.
So I gotta have to ask you this, candy striper, because like I said, that's a term I haven't heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. Is that position still around or just has it changed a name?
The name is volunteers, and we do have younger adults that volunteer their time, particularly over the summer, where they can be exposed to healthcare and determine if that's a career they want to go into. So it's a nice like entree to get the exposed to the hospital setting.
I kind of like that term candy striper better, though.
I still have my uniform.
No way. Do you really?
I do.
Oh, wow.
And you know, interestingly enough, I have the orientation book that tells you how to fill a water pitcher.
What?
And how to make a bed. So.
Wow. You know what? That's funny. It's something I miss about hospitals is, I guess, like the old nurses' uniforms and all that. It just, because it was always easy to tell who was a nurse and who was a doctor. Now you can't.
Well, that started with the days of Florence Nightingale, where she was really focused on cleanliness. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is a basis for preventing infections. But, you know, in terms of wearing a white uniform, it's really not practical nowadays with everything that you get exposed to. That's why it is important that we obviously wear our name tags and identify each of our positions that we hold in the organization.
So do you actually miss being a nurse at times?
You never lose it or leave it. You know, it's always about, to me, the patients. Right. So even in this position, I have the opportunity to visit with patients, to talk to them, to learn more about what we're doing well and where we could do better. So, you know, as long as you focus in on the patient, because that's what's most important. That's what drives me and makes me, is part of my passion.
Well, first of all, I should have said this before we even started, but thank you so much. And now with you being the CEO, please pass on to all the doctors, the nurses, everybody there, my gratitude, thanks to all them, because I know, especially now of everything they're going through, they're not getting the appreciation enough. It's just like with I say it's like with the military, firefighters and police, they don't hear it enough. So if you can, I tell them all the time when because I have friends that are nurses and doctors, and it's just, I want to thank them all for that.
I do want to say thank you. And I will pass that on. I'm a believer. You can never say thank you enough in a number of different ways. And you're right. It's always about the people. Right.
Yeah.
The people serving people and people caring for people. So I really do appreciate your words of appreciation.
And a lot of people that aren't in the field don't realize, especially now, what a stressful job it is. And it's, I know, like, when I see him all the time, I have to say thanks. Even before this, I did, just because of everything they go through. So outside of work, because I know your predecessor liked biking a lot, and I think he wants to bike across the country. What do you like to do outside of work?
So we're very fortunate, my husband and I, that we have a home in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, nice.
So we love the water. We love to walk on the boardwalk. We love to walk. I like to read. Love to be part of different organizations in the community and give back. So that usually fills my time. Love to clean.
Wait a minute. What? What?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right, you like to read. Who's some of your favorite authors?
Well, not favorite authors, but I alternate between a fiction and nonfiction book, usually once a week. Yes, once a week. In addition to journals that keep me up to date on what's happening in healthcare and leadership. So no favorite authors, just like all types of books.
See, but you said something there, which, and this is something I tell kids all the time and young people, the journals to keep up with everything. I don't care how long you've been in the field, the education never stops.
That's correct.
It's always, always changing. So, with Upper Chesapeake, because with you, God, Jersey, you said Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania. Why Upper Chesapeake? Why do you think Upper Chesapeake's a good fit for you? And I just wanted to say, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Why is it a good fit for you?
So I really like being part of a community. And what drew me here is the Harford County community. Yes. Also, when I came here to interview, I really appreciated learning more about not only the local leaders here, but being part of the University of Maryland Health System. Yes. I like being part of a system. I like the learnings that take place, the support, being part of something that impacts a lot of community members. And I really feel that I can do that with the team that I have here at Upper Chesapeake Health.
Yeah, you definitely have a good team there. And the other thing that I love about Upper Chesapeake is how many nonprofits actually work with Upper Chesapeake, you know, hand in hand, helping them out.
So you're right. We can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Right? We count on partnering with other local nonprofits to impact the community based on what the community needs. And so, you know, we do a community needs assessment and then we partner with different organizations to deliver care. So, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's one thing I've noticed with the Harford County community. They do. There's a lot of them out there that like to give. And I'll never forget when COVID started, one of the things that really touched my heart, because I'm in the Lions Club, and one of our Leo's Club had put together bags and all for the nurses. And it's just like, oh man, that is really more people doing stuff like that. So, all right, this is being recorded when you're 23 days, I forget how many hours and all in as CEO. What are your immediate goals? And then your long-term goals.
Right. So to me, it's, you know, I talked about the people. It's really learning more about not only the people who work here, but also the community. As well as our patients and who uses our services. So really spending a lot of time making rounds on our different areas, hospitals, outpatient practices, getting to know our physician community as well.
Right.
So my focus is really where we're doing well and we can continue to strengthen that. And then where are areas where we really need to reinforce. Based on either community feedback, patient feedback, or team member feedback. You know, you mentioned our team members have been through a lot. So how do we continue to engage them and bring joy into the workplace? So those are my immediate needs. And then, you know, I think, you know, we have some new facilities opening up.
Yes.
So, you know, they're going to open up and we need to be ready for them and prepared and staff them. So there's a lot of transition work that's going on, not only on the building and construction piece, but then also how do you operate it and open it up and, you know, make sure that we're ready for day one.
See, and that's a good thing, because with the way Harford County's growing, it's great to see the health system growing as well. And I mean, it's hard to believe that Upper Chesapeake started as, you know, a little, I wouldn't say a little hospital. It was pretty good size for Harford County, but not as big as it is now in Bel Air. And now you have what, part of Harford Memorial, right? In Havre de Grace?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And a new facility. Aberdeen site. Yeah. And it's, and what I also like that the doctors that are affiliated with Upper Chesapeake are even opening offices throughout the country. And, but they're associated with Upper Chesapeake.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is great too. And I love that. So especially my doctor is. So I was like, yay.
So you're right. I mean, this is a growing market. Mm-hmm. So people want access to care. So yeah. Part of our framework that we look at is how do we open up access points that our community can use, whether it's primary care or specialty care or acute care, if you need us for that, or cancer care. One of the things we're trying to focus in on is how do you keep care close to home,
right?
Where it makes sense. And then where do you move people where we can't offer the service, but it's part of the University of Maryland Health System.
Yeah. Cause I know growing up there is, especially with the hospitals there, you didn't have a lot of choices of where you could go. And even with the doctors, and now it's like, wow, it's everywhere. And
well, now there's even more options with telehealth services.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Because mm-hmm. actually, that didn't start until COVID, right?
It started ahead of COVID, but it really ramped up as a result of it. We've seen some decline in it, but still we feel that there's a market out there that people want that easy access, either because they can't travel or they really don't want to travel because of the time.
Yeah, that's true too. True. I didn't think about that. So, well, Elizabeth, do you have anything to add whatsoever? And I know I'm going to be having you on again. I have to.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to come back. I am so honored and humbled to be the president here at this time. This is a really good time for us here in Harford County and for our team members. And I'm just really honored to be chosen.
Well, if nobody's done it yet, I hope I'm not the first, because you've been there 23 days, but I would really like to welcome you to Harford County.
Thank you.
And if you ever go back to Jersey, well, yeah, I know you're going to go back to Jersey. Yeah. But when you do, just stop at Tom's River, even though it's past your exit. There's a friend there. I know. No, never mind. I'll tell him later.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Now, Elizabeth, thank you so much again. Welcome. And
it's
been
Rich.
A pleasure. And you know what, like I said in the beginning, you don't have big shoes to fill, because he wouldn't be able to wear your shoes and ride the bike at the same time.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome. I appreciate it.
So if you have an idea or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, or if you would like to come on, let me know. Send an email to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com, and I will do my best to either get that person on, get you on, or talk about the idea that you wanted me to talk about. And also, if you can, please, please, please leave a full review at lovethepodcast.com/harcoliving. Again, that's lovethepodcast.com/harcoliving. And also, please follow the Facebook page, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. Again, it's facebook.com/HCL show. What I tend to do is, when you leave a full review and you follow the Facebook page, either or both, hopefully both, because it's a better chance for you, I do contests, or not contests, I give away things every once in a while, whether it be gift cards or something else. This is your chance to win. And you can enter, well, of course, you can only like the page once, but they're full reviews as many times as you want, because you can leave a full review for certain episodes or for the podcast as a whole. And
Even if you liked it 5 years ago or left the review 5 years ago, you're in the drawing each time I do it. So again, you know, for the reviews, go to lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving. And please follow and like our page at facebook.com/HCL Show. And I want to leave you with these words that a very wise man taught me at broadcasting school. If it is to be, it is up to me. So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
What time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.